As the fall harvest season inches closer, Wisconsin farmers are hoping for promising yields. But if the rural roads around them are crumbling, that outlook could change. A state funding program is trying to make this less of a problem. Governor Tony Evers' office just announced a second round of grant opportunities under the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. Local communities have until September 30th to sign up for project money, with $100 million up for grabs. Julie Bomar of the Wisconsin Farmers Union says many large trucks and farm equipment have trouble navigating certain county roads because of the shape they're in.
In the era of corporate consolidation, it feels oftentimes like larger co-ops and corporations that are picking up milk just want to have the easiest route possible and don't want to get far off of the major highways.
She suggests smaller dairy farms need every competitive advantage to stay profitable, and a smoother road for trucks hauling their products is one of them. Herd sizes have remained stable, but federal data show the number of Wisconsin dairy farms has decreased by 30% since 2017. It's not just traditional infrastructure like roads needing attention, with Bomar arguing that policymakers can't lose sight of the processing gap felt by smaller to mid-sized farms.
Many of our members feel incredibly frustrated because there's nobody to choose from. There's only like one milk processor that's going to come by and pick up, and that just leaves them in a very risky situation.
She wants to see rural processing facilities expand and be maintained. Back in June, a top USDA official visited Wisconsin to announce $12 million in grant funding for that type of activity. As for the state road repair program, the first round of funding awarded nearly $50 million, supporting 37 road improvement projects around the state. I'm Mike Mullen reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.